wants to cause you trouble. Christians could not be midwives to Jews, and Jews could not be midwives to Christians. In the Middle Ages, midwifery was the closest thing to medicine. And this law struck a severe blow. No Christian was allowed to sleep over in a Jewish house, so Jew couldn't own an inn. And in fact, this became the basis for what later would be the Jewish quarter in the ghetto, because they had to separate themselves from the Jews. Now, this council of 1179 was followed by the Fourth Lateran Council in 1215. The Pope in 1215, Innocent III, was the most powerful Pope of the Middle Ages. And he was really the last of the great popes in that realm, who still controlled, still had Europe in the palm of his hands. And for the first time, this council in 1215 passed a rule regarding Jewish clothing, that Jews had to wear identifiable clothing. The identifiable clothing with either an armband, a scarf, a badge, something sewn to the garment, a special type of hat. In England, it's interesting, in England the badge was a red crimson cloth that had on it the form of the Ten Commandments, the two tablets of stone. And it's just one of the anomalies, but when in the United States, in the chaplaincy corps of the United States, the Jewish chaplain, the symbol of the Jewish chaplain, is that badge. Because America was completely unaware of the historic ramifications of it. And when Jewish chaplains in the Second World War came to England and they were wearing that insignia, so then many of the English Jews said, you know, it's a shame, you know, you should protest. And the American chaplain said, you guys are crazy. I mean, what's wrong with, you know, this is our symbol. It's very nice of them that they gave us our own symbol, etc. But the badge of shame in England was the two tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments. The hats, if you will look in the illuminated Haggadahs, you'll always find in the Middle Ages the Jewish hats. The Jewish hats were round and they came to a point, either like a dunce cap, or they had just a straight point sticking up, sometimes with a tassel on top. And Jews had to wear those garments. A Jew that was found without his identifying mark could be, and many times was, killed. Now, what the Jews did, which is the Jews took the badges of shame and made them into badges of pride. The Jewish hat, for instance, became the Shabbos hat. And the patches and the clothing, Jews dressed differently than the non-Jews. And till the 19th century, no traditional Jew would be dressed as his non-Jewish neighbor, even if not forced to wear that garment. And that they were different than their Sephardic brethren in Spain, who wore the same costumes, the same clothing as the Muslims, and who could not easily be identified. I mean, you'll see, you know, the famous picture of the Rambam on every kid's machberes, right? You'll see that. So, I mean, he could be Saladin. I mean, the only thing that makes him Jewish is that it's on the machberes, right? But the pictures of Ashkenazic Jewry, they were different. The Jews also were different because of the fact that they emphasized having beards and that they had payas, not payas the way we have curled side locks, which is a later custom from the 18th century, but they did not shave the hair at their temples. And you see